This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Luka faked the three, made the pass. PJ's open. PJ hits it.
Can't see masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That sweet three-pointer courtesy of the man we bring on right now. It is indeed PJ Washington. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
How much different is your morning after you win versus lose? I know you've probably evolved beyond such petty nonsense, but is the morning better after you've won?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's always a great morning after a win, especially a win like last night's.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't be able to go sleep for a while after last night's kind of game because of the intensity at the end of that. How do you kind of like decompress after that?
I don't know. As soon as I got home, I was dead tired. All my energy was gone. I went right to sleep with my kids. So all that excitement, I had let it out during the game, and after the game, I was just ready to get back home and get some rest.
PJ, they're actually just showing the replay here on television of you knocking down the three for the Mavs to go up by six with 26 seconds to go.
Good timing.
When you were screaming after making that shot, and I know a lot of NBA players do this, are you specifically looking at a person in the stands, or are you just screaming at all of the stands?
Everybody. Everybody. Just got to let everybody know, you know?
I literally was thinking the same thing last night. I was like, did he say somebody's name just now? And he was looking at them specifically. I really did think that last night.
Now,
no, that was for the whole crowd.
With the win, you got, this is something I will admit, a week or so ago, Jason Kidd talked about the excitement regarding the NBA Cup, and I have maybe scoffed at that a bit here or there. Do you get the sense that people are excited about this as opposed to, like, you want to win the game? I understand that. But do you get the sense that people are pumped about, hey, y'all are moving on in the NBA Cup and all that?
I mean, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, at the end of the day, you would love to, I mean, have these caliber games early in the season. Everybody's playing extremely hard. Everybody's obviously trying to get to Vegas. And for us, you know, we want to get, obviously, the guys who don't make as much as the higher, the better players, we want to get them paid as well. So that's what it's all about, and it's next man up mentality for us as well.
When I heard the navigation, I got nervous I was interrupting you for a second. So I'm glad I was not.
Yeah, no, you are.
Yeah, hey, you know, PJ, I think it was last year I asked you, I was like, are you my favorite Mavericks player? And and you keep answering that question for me, so I really appreciate that. But whenever it gets late in these games, it seems like you're the go-to Swiss Army knife defensive player, and you're finding your place in that. How does it feel knowing you're going to be the guy that's got to go in there and lock this down, but also knowing that the team can play that defense with you?
It feels great. I mean, I have all the confidence in the world in all my guys, and they instill that in me as well. So when you have a great defensive line like D-Live and Gaffer behind you, it makes my job a lot easier. So they protect everything at the rim, and it just makes it a lot easier for me to keep a guy in front and not allow him to get easy shots. So credit mostly to those two guys because they're the reason our defense is so good.
PJ, on November 14th, you guys lose at Utah. It's a four-game losing streak, and you guys are now 9-1 in your last 10 games. There was an article about kind of you guys coming together after that game and talking about the way you guys had started the season at 5-7, maybe not playing your best basketball. Can you kind of talk about what has happened after that Utah game? Because you guys look like the Western Conference Finals team again.
We just obviously had to go through the filling out process. A lot of new guys, a lot of guys didn't really understand our system. So we're just trying to figure things out, figure everybody's games out. And obviously, kind of got clicking in the past 10 games, and we're just kind of trying to keep it rolling. I'm really excited with this group. We have a lot of competitors, a lot of guys who want to win and want to obviously get to where we were last year. So at the end of the day, it just takes day by day and step by step, and everybody's taking those steps daily.
I've always been curious about a logistical thing with the media. Like, obviously, the media doesn't get to, nor should we, get to know everything that got talked about in that meeting. Do you all have a meeting at the end of that meeting and says, here's what our unified message about the meeting is going to be to the media? Because, like, that word gets out one way or another. How do you guys decide, like, what will get out to the media and what won't in a situation like that?
Honestly, I mean, I have no idea. I think everybody just, like, whenever people ask us questions, we just kind of try to answer it truthfully as possible. But, I mean, for me, when that happened, I just try to tell everybody, like, hey, we got together, you know, we figured some things out. We talked about things we needed to talk about and obviously got better from it. And that's what you want in a team early in the season. So you want us to, you know, just try to figure each other out and just be the best we can be each and every day. Obviously, it's not going to be pretty at all times, but at the end of the day, we're obviously just trying to get better and learn from everything.
Last night on the telecast, Derek Harper was talking about Desmond Bane, a local kid who went to TCU, great player from Memphis, and he was saying how bad he wanted to be a Dallas Maverick. It didn't work out in the draft, but, I mean, he was wanting to be a Maverick so bad. You, local guy, get traded to the Mavs. We see how good of a player you are, how much you wanted to be on this team. What is it about growing up maybe in this Metroplex that makes you want to be a Dallas Maverick so bad?
You know, Dallas is a special place. I mean, for me, it was always special. When I first got here, I loved it. I loved every bit of it. I mean, you can do everything here pretty much. The fans, the people, the city is great. I mean, they embrace the organizations here. They love everybody. So it's just a loving city, and I obviously wanted to get back one day, and I'm just so lucky and proud to be a Maverick now.
Sometimes if the Metroplex teams don't win, people get upset at the owner and the general manager. Do you have any thoughts about how we can fix the Cowboys?
Honestly, I mean, I'm not going to speak on it. I mean, they're going through their hardships right now. Those guys are talented. They're there for a reason. And I mean, they're great players. At the end of the day, they just have to find a camaraderie, find a something that makes them going, something that keeps them going. So I'm pulling for them. Hopefully they do. And when they do, everybody will be happy.
Is there this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
a sport you gravitate to, or you feel like NBA players gravitate to more than any other? Because obviously we see famous people at y'all's game. We see Mavericks at other games. What do you gravitate to outside of when it's basketball time?
Me personally, I love boxing. So I think just growing up, my dad had a great influence on me in boxing, and we used to watch a bunch of different fights. So for me, that's what I do in my off time. I watch a lot of boxing events, a lot of fights, everything. So that's my go-to sport outside of basketball.
Then was that kind of a natural like relationship with you and Najee? Because I know growing up, his dad was a boxer.
No, I had no idea. I literally just figured that out once you told me.
Look what I just did.
Boom.
I just made friendships better.
All right. Wow, that's crazy. Definitely got to ask him about that.
One more boxing question, and if you answer yes, we'll ask Jerry Jones about this on Friday. I realize a lot of people don't like it, but the biggest money matchup you could conceivably make right now, whether it's a foolish fight or not, is Canelo Alvarez against Jake Paul, and that would probably happen at AT&T Stadium. What are your thoughts about that?
That would be a crazy event. They would make tons of money. Obviously, everybody would want to go. I would go for sure. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think it would be great for Dallas, great for boxing, and obviously great for entertainment as well.
As long as the Netflix stream works, everybody would be very entertained.
Yeah, well, he just said he's going to be there, so who cares?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that, but everybody else, yeah, for sure.
Now, last year when you got here, PJ, you know, again, it was exciting for us because we were like, man, this guy, we love watching him play. But it was kind of a whirlwind. You get here and all of a sudden the team takes off, then you're off to the NBA Finals. How did your focus change this year and making it through 82 and kind of seeing, okay, this is what we have to accomplish throughout this season?
Well, I mean, obviously, last year left a bad taste in our mouth. Everybody had a chip on their shoulder. Me personally, I just wanted to get stronger, wanted to take every day serious just to obviously get back to those moments. So just been working hard this whole summer and just trying to take it day by day, obviously, taking care of my body, doing all the things I need to do to be successful. So obviously, I think just being here and being a Mav, it took my career to new heights. And I'm just trying to take advantage of every little thing.
The other thing, too, we were talking with Devin Harris last week, and he was just talking about, you know, the ball having energy and how important it is for it to be moving around from hand to hand. Whenever the ball's like that, it's not stagnant in one player's hand on the court. Does it make it more how different does that game become for a team?
It brings so much to your offense. It makes the defense not know who to guard. We have so many great players that can score, that can pass, that can create for each other. So at the end of the day, when we're moving the ball and playing and flowing on offense, it's beautiful to see. And there's no team in the NBA that can stop us on that end.
You talked a lot last week about helping out with the rebounding. I'm curious, not only just you, like I got more rebounds. I get that. But how else do you feel like you can help the team rebounding, even if you're not the guy grabbing the board?
Just boxing out, being physical, just putting a shot goes up, making sure that any person that's not on my team running to the rim, they either get hit or pushed to the ground or something like that. Just trying to bring physicality for my teammates and just be the physical enforcer out there at times.
So my son is a 16-year-old watching the game last night, and he's loved basketball for a long time. He loves basketball shoes and how many different colors there are and styles and everything. And there's not as many in baseball. I was explaining to him because basketball shoes sell like 5 times more, maybe even 10 times more than baseball shoes because you can wear them to school and different things. I'm not saying name your shoe, but who do you think has maybe the most stylish shoe in the NBA right now, and what's the color scheme of that shoe you like the most?
In my opinion, I think it will always be Kobe's. I mean, you can never go wrong with them. I have a new pair that I'm not bringing out anytime soon, but when you guys do see it, it's going to be great. I mean, everybody has them right now, but I'm waiting to release mine a lot later, but yeah, Kobe's for sure, and any colorway with any Kobe looks great. So,
which one do you like better, the Grinch or the reverse Grinch?
Grinch. I like the Grinch, yeah.
All right. And it is
those sold out in like 5 seconds when they just made them football shoes last week.
I know, and everybody's wearing them too.
What's the best version of the Grinch? Is it the Jim Carrey one, the cartoon, or the new cartoon?
the Jim Carrey.
Fascinating.
I agree.
To be able to get in a suit like that.
OG Grinch.
Yeah. Hey, are you Christmas shopping already? How's this plan go, like, for the kids and everything?
It's been great. You know, the wife's been handling that, making sure the kids get everything they need, and I'm just helping every now and then. But at the end of the day, my wife does a great job of keeping the house and making it a home. So credit to her and credit to all the good wives out there.
Yeah. And then I take credit for what my wife bought is what I usually do. I'm like, yeah, I picked that one out. Yeah.
Let me ask you a follow-up gift-giving question, because I've worked this out with my wife a couple of times. We've kind of gone through essentially arbitration, where I've bought her out of gifts by getting her a really big gift. Like this year, she wanted a new couch and a new love seat, and then you could just buy the one big gift and then be done with it. Do you think that's a good way to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to go, but you know how women are. and it's never enough. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's always about keeping your wife happy and making sure, as long as she's happy, everything is great. So,
well, she might, you know, be listening, so I have no idea what you're getting at right there.
Anything to make her happy. That's how you keep a relationship rocking. He's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, good sir. Congrats on the win last night. Appreciate looking forward to seeing you guys in the quarterfinals.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. PJ Washington right here on 105.3 The Fan.